From a partly sunny but very windy Simon Field on the campus of D.C. Everest High School, I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens are on the air. It's a high school baseball playoff doubleheader today on Fox Sports Radio. Game one is right here as the Evergreens take on the Rhinelander Honags. Once we are done, we will send you north to Merrill, where the Walsall East Lumberjacks are taking on the Merrill Blue Jays. It is win or go home, and that's what makes this game kind of interesting. Because the Evergreens have a better record, they have a better body of work through the season than these Rhinelander Hodags. Rhinelander comes in with a 6-10 record. But in the last few games, the Evergreens' defense has been error-prone, and the pitching has struggled too. And you get the feeling that there could be a game coming up where the Evergreens will make more mistakes and dig themselves a bigger hole than what they can get out of. That was certainly the case on a pretty negative weekend in Middleton at the Invitational Tournament on Saturday. In case you weren't with us, what a long and frustrating afternoon that was. The Evergreens lost in a 6-inning game, 13-3 to Kimberly, and then Middleton, a game they lost 8-3. And aside from the actual score of the game, the body language and the vibe for this team was bad. There was some yelling in the dugout. The meeting in between games out in center field didn't go very well either. It looked like there was some body language. It just kind of looked negative on what turned out to be a lost afternoon. The challenge now for the Evergreens is to turn the page from that and take care of business against a team that they should beat. But, of course, that's why you play these games, and Rhinelander knows also that a loss would end their season. The Hodags have lost a lot of games. As you know, up north they had even more snow than we have. The weather has not been cooperative for a second season in a row. These two teams were supposed to meet earlier in the year, a triangular here at Everest that wound up getting rained out. So Rhinelander has only played 16 games. They had to go nearly 3.5 weeks into the season before they got their first home game. Got a couple of common opponents. Both of these teams have played Lakeland. Rhinelander has a pair of wins there. Everest has wins, too. Both of these teams have wins over Walsall East from the regular season. Both teams send their best pitchers. Brady Burrell gets the starting call for the Evergreens. Kent Matthews will start for the Rhinelander Hodags. We are going to spend some time with Everest head baseball coach Dave Langman, our Conley and the Coach segment, when we come back in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Hi, this is Tom from Baseman Shoe and Clothing. You've heard about the old saying, you might as well have the best. Well, here at Baseman's, we are firm believers in this, and we've been doing this for over 80 years. We've always prided ourselves on sticking to the basics with brand names like Columbia, Iversetter, and Red Wing. Companies that have stood the test of time. At Baseman's, we've been supplying Central Wisconsin with Carhartt clothing for many years. Jackets, jeans, bibs, and shirts. We've got a great selection of Carhartt clothing to choose from. And speaking of the very best, at Baseman's, you'll always find a wonderful selection of Filson products. Practically indestructible. All Filson garments have a reputation of lasting a lifetime, witnessed by the fact that they have been passed down from fathers to sons. And when you buy Filson clothing from Baseman's, hats, jackets, pants, and luggage, you can be assured that you have purchased the highest quality products available. Guaranteed. All this and more in your own backyard.
Baseman's Shoe and Clothing on Wausau South 3rd Avenue.
This is WRIG Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. You can hear from our field microphones that it's windy outside, and it's a pitcher's wind, 15 to 20 miles per hour, blowing straight in. There are times that wind has shifted around and blown towards left field. but by and large, going to be hard to hit one out of here today. Let's talk a little about the weekend games up in Middleton. You know, one of the things that impressed me about Middleton, which has a great baseball program, a lot of pride in what's going on with the Middleton Cardinals there, and even though they threw a JV pitcher at Everest, all of their pitching was around the plate, as the Evergreens pitching has struggled with giving up hit batsmen, wild pitches, a lot of walks. Middleton used three pitchers. None of them gave up a single walk in that game. So I did something that's a little unusual. I looked back at my scorecard, and this is not an official stat, but I looked at free bases. You define a free base as a runner that's put on by a walk or by being hit or by an error. It's a runner that shouldn't be on base. And then you count up their free bases by the number of bases they take once reach base by that free pass. Well, the Evergreens had 9 free bases in that 8-3 loss. Even though Middleton didn't walk anyone, they did hit 2 batters, and they wound up letting 2 men reach on errors, and some of those runners advanced. In fact, 2 of them came around to score. 9 free bases for the Evergreens. In that game, Evergreens pitching gave up 7 walks, also hit 2 batters, and committed 4 more errors. 5 of those 8 extra runners came around to score. The Evergreens gave 31 free bases. Hard to win under those circumstances, and the Evergreens did lose that second game at the Triangular up in Middleton, 8-3. All right, let's spend some time in pregame conversation with Evergreens coach Dave Langman. Coach, that was kind of a lost afternoon, and of course the challenge after losing 2 games.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
All of those, you could beat teams that are better than you.
Yeah, we've got a team that, you know, if we do those things and control what we can control, we should be pretty successful. But again, you know, if we're off and not on our game, it could be a long afternoon.
How are these playoff games different?
You win or you go home. That's it. I mean, it's a little bit more pressure on you. You got to make all the plays, and it's the way it is.
You move Mike Plaza up in your batting order to number 2 here to try and get more people on base early. What's the thinking there?
I just give him a little different sequence of pitches. He's been in that 3 spot. They've been reverse pitching him all the time, so we just give him a little different look.
All right, starting lineups and first pitch coming up in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big City Law Firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Simon Field on the D.C. Everest campus. My name is Chris Conley, and we're just a few minutes away from first pitch, first round of the playoffs between D.C. Everest and the Rhinelander Hodags. And while Rhinelander completes their infield warm-ups, let's check the Rhinelander Hodags' starting batting order. Leading off and playing second base will be Trevor Young. Center fielder Bryce White will bat second. The pitcher and the ace of this Rhinelander staff, both teams have been off since the weekend, so starting pitching is well rested. Kent Matthews will pitch and will bat in the number three spot. The third baseman is Brandon Reinhalter, and he will bat fourth. Brother Mitchell Reinhalter plays shortstop and bats fifth, so it's the Reinhalters on the left side of the Rhinelander infield. Batting sixth in right field is Luke Linsmeyer. The first baseman, Lucas Krieger, will bat seventh. Catching is Ben Quaid, who will bat eighth, and Kurt Zeiker plays left field and bats ninth. For the visiting Rhinelander, 6-10, Young, White, Matthews, Brandon Reinhalter, Mitchell Reinhalter, Linsmeyer, Krieger, Quaid, and Zeiker. As we alluded to in our interview with Everest head coach Dave Langdon, we do have a change in the Everest batting lineup. Mike Plaza, who's been hitting third for most of the season, moves up to the number two spot. So here is the batting order for the home standing D.C. Everest Evergreens. Catcher Mason Hagenbusher, who was banged around in the weekend doubleheader on Saturday, he will still lead off and he will catch. Mike Plaza, the junior left fielder, moves up from the number three to the number two spot. Cody Cocker will play third base and will bat third. Wyatt Brown, who's found a home batting cleanup, will play center field and will bat fourth. Brady Burrell, the starting pitcher, hits for himself and will bat fifth. Sean Lutke is in right field. He'll bat sixth. Ryan Kell is the starting second baseman today, and Ryan will bat seventh. Josh Merchant will play at first base and will bat eighth, and the shortstop will be Alex Kell batting ninth. For the Evergreens, Hagenbusher, Plaza, Cocker, Brown, Burrell, Lutke, Ryan Kell, Merchant, and Alex Kell. Rhinelander finishing up their infield warm-ups. We'll have our national anthem and the first pitch when we come back after a 3-minute break. We'll be back in three on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
This is Race Day on Fox.
The fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Tim in Baltimore real quick. Tim, welcome to Race Day on Fox.
I was really happy to see the Detroit go off like it did. It was an entertaining race. I thought it was great.
I agree with you, man. I watched, I tuned into that, and I know the Graham Rahal, Will Power made a great battle. I mean, there was an opportunity for, you know, a guy that hasn't been to victory lane in a long time. That was a struggle all day long. I mean, even to the point where him and his dad were kind of going back and forth at each other on the radio. You could tell there's a frustration behind the scenes in that team that they're trying to get the victory lane and trying to get it done. Great race. They put on a good show there in Detroit, and it looked great on TV.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But, just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag? It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging it is not an emergency plan.
Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Simon Field on the D.C. Everest campus. Here we are just a few minutes after 5 o'clock, and the Rhinelander Hodags, who arrived at the ballpark a little bit late. They've got to drive down from the Northwoods. It's so about an hour and 15 minutes from there to here, and they are just finishing up their infield practice, even though we are technically at starting time. So we are going to be delayed by just a few minutes before we get this first-round playoff game underway. The winner gets Antigo, and we should talk a little bit about the Antigo Red Robins because what a season they have. As you know, Antigo plays in the, you know, one notch below the Valley Conference in the Great Northern Conference. Rhinelander is out of the Great Northern as well. So it's a slightly lesser level of competition. For instance, they don't have any team the caliber of Stevens Point. Or the teams that Everest played last weekend. There are no Middletons or Kimberleys in the Great Northern Conference. Nonetheless, none of that takes away from Antigo's stellar record this year. Antigo played 20 games, and they won 19 of them. Their only loss for the season is to Racine Horlick by 2 runs. So they are 2 runs away from a perfect 20-0 season. So regardless of who your competition is or in what conference you happen to play in, that's a fabulous season for the Antigo Red Robins. Good enough to give them a number 3 seed out of the 12 seeds in this sectional bracket for the state playoffs, and Antigo deserves that ranking. The only teams ahead of them are Bayport and Ashwaubenon, the two powerhouse teams from the Fox Valley. So Antigo gets that valuable bye. They are not playing today, and instead they get to lay in wait for the winner of this game on Thursday. Antigo gets a home game and gets a team that will wind up having to use their number 1 pitcher today. And I will tell you, for all of the high school tournaments in all of the different sports that we have, there is no bigger advantage than having the bye and getting to sit out the first round than there is in baseball, because you get to set up your pitching. I mean, even in these first round games, you say Everest, for instance, is a favorite and is likely to win today. Well, of course, the result of this game is going to be known over the next hour and a half or 2 hours. But you can't afford to sit your number 1 pitcher. I mean, it would be unforgivable for a coach, say, if you go down and have your season end with your number 1 pitcher not on the mound. So you have to use your best pitching in this preliminary game, while as the team that has the bye and is waiting for you gets to sit out, you'll match up your number 2 pitcher against their number 1, and that's a tremendous advantage. And even in other high school sports where you have teams that get byes, you don't have that advantage like you do in setting up your pitching. I mean, in the hockey tournament, the top 4 teams get a bye, but it's not like you have to sit your top goalie or your top defensive line doesn't play. Even in basketball, it's not like you're without your best point guard. So while you bye, you do get you save yourself the wear and tear, but you still have your regular lineup going up against your opponent's regular lineup. While the teams gather at home plate and the managers exchange lineup cards, we'll be back with the start of our game after a 2-minute break on Fox Sports Radio. Back in 2 with the opening pitch on AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Hi, this is Tom from Baseman Shoe and Clothing. You've heard about the old saying, you might as well have the best. Well, here at Baseman's, we are firm believers in this, and we've been doing this for over 80 years. We've always prided ourselves on sticking to the basics with brand names like Columbia, Irish Setter, and Red Wing, companies that have stood the test of time. At Baseman's, we've been supplying Central Wisconsin with Carhartt clothing for many years. Jackets, jeans, bibs, and shirts. We've got a great selection of Carhartt clothing to choose from. And speaking of the very best, at Baseman's, you'll always find a wonderful selection of Filson products. Practically indestructible. All Filson garments have a reputation of lasting a lifetime, witnessed by the fact that they have been passed down from fathers to sons. And when you buy Filson clothing from Baseman's, hats, jackets, pants, and luggage, you can be assured that you have purchased the highest quality products available. Guaranteed. All this and more in your own backyard.
Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Wausau South 3rd Avenue.
Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. Starting lineups being introduced, then we'll have our national anthem and our first pitch getting underway about 10 minutes late between the Rhinelander Hodags and the DC Everest Evergreens. Evergreens are the home team, but as in the state tournament tradition, uniforms are reversed. The Evergreens wear their road grays, trimmed in green and yellow, and the Rhinelander Hodags are in their wedding day white, perfect clean white uniforms trimmed in the light green for the Rhinelander Hodags. Again, the big lineup change here for the Evergreens. Mike Plaza moves up from third place to second place in the batting order. Coach Dave Langman says he believes that will get him better pitches. We'll see if that strategy plays off here. Now the crowd at Simon Field on the Everest campus rising for the playing of our national anthem. Howling, it is coming in from center field, which will aid our pitchers today, although fly balls could be an adventure. Otherwise, not much to complain about weather-wise. We have some sunshine getting through the clouds. We had a lot of rain yesterday, so the field's a little bit soft. But still, when you consider all the not-so-good weather we had earlier in the season, yep, no complaints today. It is 74 degrees as Brady Burrell goes to the mound to take his warm-up pitches, and we're just a few moments away from baseball. Evergreen's Playoff Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Win or lose, this will be the Evergreens' final game of the season at Simon Field. They would be on the road at Antigo on Thursday if they win, and should they advance beyond that, the sectional semifinals and finals are being played just up the road at Wausau West. So it's nice that Evergreens fans won't have to travel all that far to follow their team, even though this is this baseball season's Simon Field finale. And finally, this field has greened up and is in good condition, although I will tell you the infield turf, a little bit soft from the very heavy rain that we took on the overnight from Sunday into Monday, and then during the early parts of the day on Monday. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting DC Everest sports. If you're a Lumberjacks baseball fan and you're tuning in to hear that game, you'll hear it in its entirety after our game. The Lumberjacks are playing at Merrill in a first-round playoff game. Loser goes home. Tom King will have the play-by-play. Again, once we are done, sit back and enjoy the Evergreens and the Hodags up first on Fox Sports Radio. No Woodchucks game tonight. We'll have Woodchucks baseball returning tomorrow. Trevor Young steps in, and we're ready for a first pitch. Let's light this candle. Brady Burrell wheels back and delivers strike one, and we're underway at Southfield. Young, White, and Matthews to bat here in the first inning. This is a right-hander against right-hander matchup. And Brady Burrell, who played some first base over the weekend but did not pitch to save his arm here, challenges with a fastball, and Young swings and misses their strike two. Again, windy day. We'll turn our field microphones down just a touch so that you're not distracted by the extra sound. Burrell is quickly up 0-2 in the count here. Checks his sign with catcher Mason Hagenbusher. See if he tries to get him to chase. Instead, the ball's put in play. Tapper to third. Cody Cocker in on the infield grass. Throws across the diamond. Throws a strike over to first base. Cody Cocker, accurate from the left side of the infield, gets Trevor Young by a step. First, Hodag is retired. And now Bryce White will take his turn. Again, this Hodag team hasn't just seen a lot of games so far this year. 16 games to the Evergreens, 21. Hodag's had a lot of rain and snow outs. Brady Burrell starts White out with a pitch inside, almost hit him. White scurries back and takes ball one. Evergreens play White straight away, deep at shortstop and at second base. 1-0 pitch coming, overhand, that's driven down the left field line, but it is foul. One ball, one strike. On this very nice day, nice crowds gathered at Simon Field. See some Hodag fans gathering behind home plate and towards the first base dugout. A lot of Evergreens fans, too, in the stands behind home plate and down the third base line. One ball, one strike count. Brady Burrell to White, misses down low. It's two balls and one strike. And we also see that some have brought their radios along with you. We appreciate that. Do our best to be good company on what we hope will be a game that will continue the Evergreen season. Love to see a few more games out of this Evergreens team. You know, if they can eliminate the mistakes, there's lots of potential here. 2-1, and Brady Burrell misses up high. So after being ahead of the first batter, he's fallen behind Bryce White here. It's three balls and a strike. Got underway a little late here. We are just starting top of the first inning, scoreless between the Hodags and Evergreens. 3-1 pitch. Ground ball to third near the line. Cody Cocker's got that long throw across, and Cody Cocker is accurate. That was a little closer play at first base. Out two was closer than out one. Bryce White is down by about half a step. So Cody Cocker at third handles both the chances so far in the first inning, and there are two down. Rhinelander's starting pitcher, Kent Matthews, will get a chance to bat before he takes to the hill. Matthews, a tall, right-handed batter. Looks like he stands about 6'1 or 6'2. Brady Burrell starts him with a fastball up high. In fact, I think nothing but fastballs so far from Brady Burrell. Brady is going to throw that fastball if he knows that he needs to get ahead in the count. There are times that he has trouble throwing that secondary pitch for a strike. Wheels back here, fastball again, and he's up high, 2-0. Today's Evergreens Rhinelander playoff game, sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing for 80 years. Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection, wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs. Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Wausau's west side. 2-0 pitch, and Burrell again. Everything that he's missing with is up high. We've seen this from time to time, and it seems like when Brady Burrell has trouble finding the strike zone, it's that he's missing up high with the fastball. And he is down in the count, three balls, no strikes, trying not to lose Kent Matthews. Pitch there is over, the automatic 3-1 strike. We have two outs and none on here as we play the top of the first inning. Rhinelander at bat, and the Evergreens still awaiting their first turn at the plate. Burrell's 3-1 pitch took something off there and had Kent Matthews out in front, swings and misses. And Burrell has battled back to full count, three balls, two strikes. Looks in now and gets his sign. 3-2 pitch will be coming in just a moment. Burrell stops for a moment. Not the batter asked for time, just as Brady Burrell was getting into his motion. And now Kent Matthews is back in, and Burrell is back on the rubber. Payoff pitch coming. And that is on the outside corner. Kent Matthews disagrees, but he's just looked at strike three. a three-up, three-down inning to start the ball game for Brady Burrell. Rhinelander does not score. Evergreen's coming to bat in the bottom of the first in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big City Law Firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens are coming up for the bottom of the first inning. They'll send Mason Hagenbusher, Mike Plaza, and Cody Conker to the plate against Kent Matthews. Let's check the Rhinelander defense. Kurt Zeiker is in left field. Bryce White is in center. And Luke Linsmeyer is in right. In the infield, Brandon Reinhalter plays at third. Mitchell Reinhalter, he's the senior. Brother Brandon's a sophomore. Mitchell is playing at shortstop. Trevor Young's the second baseman, and Lucas Krieger's at first base. The battery, it's Ben Quaid catching, and Kent Matthews, right-hander, completing his warm-up tosses as we're ready for the bottom of the first here in a scoreless game between the Evergreens and Hodax. DC Everest Playoff Baseball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. They're proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. For the season, Mason Hagenbusher, 25 hits in 73 plate appearances. That's a .342 batting average. Mason Hagenbusher gets on base a lot. Mama Hagenbusher had the team over for dinner since the weekend losses. Says everybody's getting along well, which is just what you want to see in a bounce-back situation here. Pitches up high. She says the team's going to do well in the playoffs, and we're holding her to her word. Hagenbusher takes the fastball up high. It's lefty batter against righty pitcher. And the pitch again is, that's a high strike. One ball, one strike to Hagenbusher. Kent Matthews, obviously the Hodags' number one pitcher. That's why he gets the start today. Like to see if he's got a second pitch. So far it looks like with his fastball, that's an average fastball. Hagenbusher fouls that one back into the catcher's glove. It's one ball, two strikes. And so far nothing but a diet of fastballs from pitcher Kent Matthews. And Matthews is a pretty fast worker, throws from the set. 1-2 pitch, misses down low, two balls, two strikes. Got a lot of experts here in our press box. It looks to be like Matthews does not come set before he delivers that pitch. Looks like he's already in the process of delivering it when that glove comes set at his belt. Just like he did right there. Here's his 2-2 pitch, and that's up high, three balls and two strikes. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. Hagenbusher's worked the count full. Here's Matthews' payoff pitch bounced in the dirt in front of home plate. The Evergreens have the first base runner of the ball game. It's thanks to a walk. Mason Hagenbusher is down at first. Now, just like that, Mike Plaza, who has been moved up in the batting order, will bat here, number two hitter today. Mike Plaza for the regular season, 4-13. Such an accomplishment to finish a regular season. Again, a sample of 21 games, hitting above 400. Mike Plaza. Plaza leads the team in hits with 31 in 75 official at-bats. Runner on first, they play in at third base. First pitch to Plaza is a fastball, strike one. Again, Coach Langdon in our pregame conversation explaining this, saying that they are back pitching Mike Plaza, even though I don't think Mike Plaza has gotten an intentional walk all season. But he's seen a different sequence of pitches batting in the number three spot, and hopefully in the number two spot he gets more fastballs to hit. takes a fastball strike there, and he's down on the count. No balls, two strikes. Our website, everythingevergreens.com, where you can post photographs if you're here at the game. We love when you do that via Instagram. Use the hashtag DC Everest. It's also we can get the podcasts of our games. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Plaza swings and misses, tipped it back into the catcher's glove, and it's held there by Ben Quaid. Mike Plaza sees three pitches and is down on strikes. Also at our website, everythingevergreens.com, you can hear all of our play-by-play. We have photo galleries and our daily blog for everythingevergreens.com. Broadcast start times for all of our games on Fox Sports Radio are posted there as well. Evergreens, of course, hoping to get another game out of this. They need to beat the Hodags first. One out and one on. Here's Cody Cocker, left-handed batter. Runner's going on the first pitch. The catcher double clutches, and it's a stolen base for Mason Hankenbusher. Ben Quaid looked like he was going to let the ball fly. Then he double-cocked and threw down to second. No chance to get Hankenbusher that way. And the Evergreens in this scoreless game move a runner into scoring position. And the Evergreens are going to get a courtesy runner out here for their catcher. They're going to send Bryce Hines out. Hines will come out, and Hankenbusher will come in. So the Evergreens put a little more speed out there on the bases for Cody Cocker. Cody Cocker for the season. He's another one of the Evergreens who's been hitting well. 274 for the season. And Cocker raised his batting average down the final couple of weeks of the regular season. He's waiting here on an 0-1 pitch from Kent Matthews. Here it comes, goes down and gets it and drives it to right field. It's down the line. It's a fair ball. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Extra bases, a run-scoring double for Cody Cocker. And the Evergreens draw first blood. Now, Cody Cocker got a clean double here, but Luke Lindsmeyer, the right fielder, didn't pick up that ball very quickly and was slow getting over to the line to cut it off. That could have been the difference between holding Cocker to a long single and a double. No matter, Cody Cocker doubles to the corner, brings in the runner from second base, and the Evergreens are quickly up 1-0. And finally, after a weekend where the Evergreens did not have the lead at all, it's nice to see them playing from in front. Wyatt Brown bats now with a runner on second. First pitch to him is up high for a ball. And Wyatt Brown had two hits in each of the doubleheader games, one of the Evergreens that hit very well against Kimberly's pitching and against Middleton's pitching. Now Wyatt tries his hand against Kent Matthews. He is waiting now on a 1-0 pitch. Matthews checks that runner. Brown checks his swing. Two balls and no strikes. Didn't bite on that pitch on the outside corner. Wausau East and the Merrill Blue Jays to follow once we're done. It's the opening round of the high school baseball playoffs. Graduation day tomorrow for the Evergreen seniors. Baseball first, cap and gown after. Wyatt Brown reaches out, sends that one to left field. It's a base hit. Evergreens are going to try and score the run from third. There's going to be a play at the plate. Here's the throw underneath, and I think he's safe. Yes, he is. The ball was there in time, but Cody Cocker got underneath the tag of catcher Ben Quaid. Quaid had to go up high to get that throw, and Cody Cocker was in underneath. Rylander coach is coming out for an argument because the ball was there first, but the home plate umpire made the right call there. The ball came in up high, and Cody Cocker slid in down low, and the Evergreens have back-to-back hits and now have a 2-0 lead. Coach Langbin, who is coaching at third base, aggressive there, deciding to send the runner. You could have just as easily held that runner at third base because it was going to be close at the plate. Evergreens gamble, and it pays off for a 2-0 lead. And after back-to-back hits, Brady Burrell will bat. And because the throw went to the plate, Wyatt Brown moves up after the single. He moves up to second base. So with one out, the Evergreens have another man in scoring position. First time we've seen an off-speed pitch from Matthews, and it drops in for a strike. Evergreens 2, Rhinelander nothing. Nice to finally have a lead. Again, the Evergreens played, 13 innings in Middleton and didn't sniff the lead once. Finally have it here. 0-1 pitch. And, of course, in the playoffs, you'd love to have killer instincts. Ducks on the pond. Evergreens will get another run in. Pitch bounces away from the catcher. Advancing to third base is Wyatt Brown. Moves up 90 feet. See if we'll score that a wild pitch or a pass ball. Wild pitch, I would think. We're all in agreement up here. Count is 1-1 to Brady Burrell. So with only one out, contact probably brings a run in. Rhinelander plays the shortstop and second baseman back, so they would trade an out for a run. Burrell hitting up the middle, base hit, and the Evergreens have a 3-0 lead. The Evergreens string back-to-back-to-back hits together. Cody Cocker's double, a single from Wyatt Brown, and a single from Brady Burrell, and it's 3-0. Evergreens will use a pinch runner here. Lucas Mattson will come out to run for Brady Burrell. That makes sense because Burrell is the starting pitcher. So Brady's going to be staked to a 3-0 lead at least before he takes the mound in the second inning. Sean Lutke, left-handed batter, takes his turn. They swing him around and shade him to right field. Lutke's first ball hitting, drives it to the second baseman, bobbled, loose on the field, throw, pulls the first baseman off, and everybody's safe. An error on second baseman Trevor Young. Young looked like he wanted to get that ball over to second to start a double play, took his eye off it. Then by the time he recovered, his throw to first was inaccurate, and that allowed the runner to reach. So Sean Lutke is on first, thanks to the second baseman's error. And now we're going to have a visit to the mound. Rhinelander's coach is coming out to talk to his pitcher, Kent Matthews. Evergreens, now that they've got that 3-0 lead, being more aggressive in the count, a lot more first ball swinging. Brady Burrell swung early in the count. Sean Lutke went after the first ball that he saw. So the Evergreens are putting the ball in play against Kent Matthews. And because this is a win-or-go-home situation, it's a question of how far you want to fall behind or you decide, do you want to make another pitching change? I mean, obviously, Kent Matthews is the best on this Rhinelander team. So do you want to go down with someone else and give an early hook, or do you want to stay with him? The decision is to stay with Matthews, and here's Ryan Campbell to bat. Ryan Kells, a senior. Both of the Kells, Ryan and Alex, have done some pitching. Alex has been particularly active in the late innings. Could certainly imagine him closing out some ball games. Here's Ryan Kell with a runner on first and second, only one out. Takes the first pitch for a strike. And Kent Matthews, who wants the ball back after throwing, looked in at his catcher like, throw it back. They call that ball one? Okay, yes, sir. Thought he had the outside corner there. He did not. Kell pops the second pitch up. Fouls it back behind the plate now. It is one ball and one strike. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. We have lots of baseball today on Fox Sports. We do not have the Woodchucks game. Technical problem in lacrosse is keeping us from giving you that broadcast. We will have the Woodchucks returning tomorrow night, we believe. 1-1 pitch. Off speed, just inside. Close one for Ryan to take. Now he moves ahead in the count. 2-1. Lumberjacks and Blue Jays. First round game from Athletic Park in Merrill once we are done. In fact, we will join that game at first pitch. You won't miss any of it here on Fox Sports. Evergreens with 3 runs in here in the first inning and looking for more. Big swing and a miss. Double steal. Play down at third. Safe. Oh, my, Rhinelander's got to be frustrated there because there's another situation where the ball was there first and the lead runner slid in above the tag. Tag was up high, and the runner came in underneath it. And the double steal puts two more in scoring position. So now a hit to the outfield from Ryan Kell could bring in two more and could stake his team to a 5-0 lead. See if Ryan Kell can deliver. He's waiting now on a 2-2 pitch from Kent Matthews. Matthews really needs an out here, and Kell really needs to put the ball in play. Even a ground ball here could bring in a run. 2-2, Kell swings and misses. He has struck out. Kent Matthews, the Rhinelander pitcher, needed that strikeout. And here comes Josh Merchant. Merchant got on base a couple of times. He saw limited activity in the weekend, 0-for-1 in both games. For the season, Josh Merchant, 6 of 30. First ball hitting and pops it up. Foul territory down the left field line. Is there a play there? No, there is not. That's out of play. Josh Merchant will get to bat again. Merchant, first ball swinging there, and that was a long foul down the left field line and over the chain link fence. Home run distance, just wrong direction. Merchant for the season, 6 for 30. 200. You get the feeling there's power in that bat that we have yet to see. Merchant checks his swing. Nope, calls him a strike. Josh Merchant is down in the count 0-2. Evergreen's with three runs in, but there are two more RBIs out there for big Josh Merchant if he can get this ball into the outfield. Down 0-2. Let's see what Kent Matthews offers here. Off-speed pitch, and it is dunked into left field. Josh Merchant delivers. One run is in. Evergreens try and score a second, and they do. Josh Merchant, two RBI single, 5-0 Evergreens. Josh Merchant in the clutch with two outs. And Rhinelander made a late throw to the plate. Josh Merchant takes the extra base, moves from first to second. Josh Merchant gets himself two RBIs, hitting in the number 8 hole. 5-0. This is as good a spot as the Evergreens could have imagined for starting off this ballgame. Alex Kell becomes the 9th Evergreen to bat. And if he could put something to the outfield, I get the feeling that big old Josh Merchant could lumber around and try and score too. Alex waits for his first pitch. Fastball is down low, and Kent Matthews, body language not so good there. Matthews thought he had a strike and didn't get it. Alex Kell, 327. That's a nice batting average. Nice fat number to have at the bottom part of your batting order. 1-0 pitch here, takes up high. Two balls and no strikes. And Kent Matthews looks like he's a little frustrated out there. He's been out there for a long time. Evergreens with 5 runs on 4 hits. This inning was extended by an error. Pitch there, misses up high. 3-0, in danger of losing Alex Kell. And if Matthews does, the Evergreens will have batted around in this first inning. Again, the Antigo Red Robins await the winner of this game on Thursday. Pitch there, there's the automatic strike. In fact, that was a pretty fat pitch. You know, if you want to be aggressive in the count, Alex Kell should not have been taking there. 3-1. You could just tell that Matthews was just looking to put something, anything over the plate. 3-1 pitch here. This is chopped third base line. Foul. Just wide of the bag. Count goes full. So the Evergreens with one pitch away from ending what's been a very long first inning for him. Matthews really can't afford to fall any further behind. Trailing 5-0. 3-2 pitch, and that is just outside. Kent Matthews didn't miss by much. Had a long stare in at the home plate umpire like he wanted that and didn't get it. And the Evergreens have batted around. Here comes Mason Hagenbusher. He will bat for the second time in the first inning. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Catcher Ben Quaid is chatting with his pitcher. This has been a pretty long conversation. Already been one trip from the Rhinelander bench to the mound here, and Rhinelander has no one throwing in their bullpen. This is Kent Matthews' game right now. And the Evergreens have two outs and runners on first and second. Hagenbusher worked the count to 3-2 his first at-bat and walked. Came around to score the first of these 5 runs. Pitches down low, ball 1. We've said before in our broadcast, we don't keep a pitch count here as part of the stats or the scorebook that we keep. It would just be too complicated to do the broadcast and talk to you nice folks and keep track of that. But Kent Matthews' pitch count has got to be very high. Just threw a high strike there. Needed that. One ball, one strike. And the catcher, Ben Quaid, looks like he's got something in his eye. Takes off his mask, walking around behind home plate like he's trying to get himself set, and now he does. It's a ball and a strike to Mason Hagenbusher. That's Josh Merchant out at second and Alex Kell at first. So there's two outs and two on. So the Evergreens look to build on this 5-0 lead. 1-1 pitch almost hit him. Hagenbusher has to bail out. Two balls and a strike. Hagenbusher was really banged up over the games over the weekend. On a hit batter, I understand the ball that hit that batter while Mason Hagenbusher was catching came back and hit him square, shall we say. And here's a ground ball to the right side. Trevor Young misplays the ball again. It gets under his glove, and everybody's safe. Should have been an out to end the inning. Instead, the ball goes underneath Young's glove, and the Evergreens have the bases loaded with two outs. Hagenbusher later in that game was brushed back and was hit by a pitch while he was batting. And I couldn't tell if he was hurt on where he was hit on that pitch or if he was hurt when he fell backwards. But Mason Hagenbusher was banged up, I mean, twice in the same game. Michael Plaza, who struck out his first time up, bats here with the bases loaded. A chance to just absolutely blow the lid off this game early if Mike Plaza can deliver. First pitch to Plaza, he takes strike one. Looked like Matthews took a little something off that pitch. Plaza is the 11th Evergreen to bat in the inning. Four hits, five runs in, two errors, wild pitch, almost over the head of the catcher. Ben Quaid got out of his crouch and almost leaped up to keep that ball from going to the backstop. He saved his pitcher a run there. One ball and one strike to Plaza. Plaza digs in, righty against righty. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and Mike Plaza chops that to the third baseman. Brandon Reinhalter will take it over to the bag, and that brings a very long first inning for the Hodags to a close. The Evergreens leave the bases loaded. They get five runs on four hits. A walk and two errors help the cause, too. At the end of a very long first inning, it's the Evergreens 5 and Rhinelander nothing. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Simon Field, where the top of the second inning is on. Brady Burrell retired the first three Hodags he faced in order. Compare that to the 11 men that the Evergreens sent to the plate in their half of the first inning. So, I mean, here's a question for the Evergreens. If you continue to build on this 5-0 lead, do you pull Brady Burrell so that you can get some innings out of him if you have the confidence that you're going to win here and advance to Antigo? We're probably a little bit ahead of ourselves on that decision. Brady Burrell's first pitch to Brandon Reinhalter is over for a strike. Burrell was a little wild. He fell behind 3-0 in the first inning and then battled back for a full count strikeout. So Burrell otherwise, except for that one batter, has had his control. He misses outside here. It's a ball and a strike. D.C. Everest Baseball, sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center Walk-In Care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Burrell's 1-1 pitch, Reinhalter went down and fouled it off. It's a ball and two strikes. Madam Athletic Director is here. She's got her check all ready for the game. Yes, ma'am. Ball and two strikes. Mitchell Reinhalter awaits on deck. Younger brother Brandon awaiting his 1-2 pitch from Brady Burrell. Burrell takes a long time to get together with his catcher, Mason Hagenbusher. And now Reinhalter steps out for a moment. And now pitcher and batter are set. Of the Evergreens' five runs, four are earned, one because of the prolonged error that made the inning continue. Here's a ground ball to short. Alex Kell dives in, unable to get a handle on it. Runner is safe. An error on shortstop Alex Kell. Kell had to charge in to play that slow roller and bobbled it, lost control of the ball while trying to transfer from his glove to his throwing arm. So a leadoff is on for the weekend. Five in the first game lost to Kimberly, and four in the nightcap on Saturday to Middleton. Here's the first, and hopefully the only, for this afternoon. Here comes Mitchell Reinhalter. First pitch there is a strike from Brady Burrell. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. They say you step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Wind blowing straight in. It's been a windy day. Burrell throws over to first. Brandon Reinhalter gets back. Mitchell Reinhalter, the senior, waiting for another pitch at the plate. And Mitchell is much bigger than his sophomore brother. Looks like he's got maybe a half a foot on his younger kid brother out at first base. Pitch coming home here, and here's a ground ball to the left side, deep in the hole, gets by the shortstop and into the outfield. That's a single. Mitchell Reinhold with a slow rolling single that was just out of the reach of shortstop Alex Kell. And with nobody out, Rhinelander has put back-to-back base runners on board as they try and battle back from this 5-0 deficit. Luke Linsmeyer to bat now. So again, with the 5-0 lead, I mean, you want Brady Burrell to throw strikes. And that's what he's been doing. Defense failed him once with that error. And then that slow rolling ball that was just kind of out of the range of Alex Kell. Kell had to move to his right and couldn't quite get his glove on it. So now it's Brandon Reinhalter, the lead runner at second, Mitchell Reinhalter at first, and here's Luke Linsmeyer. First pitch, over for strike one. Nope, sorry. Now, the umpire is indicating that that pitch is outside by raising his hand. That's confused me a couple of times. That was outside for a ball. All right. And Brady Burrell looks in. See if Rhinelander wants to move these runners over. First baseman Josh Merchant is playing in at the cut of the grass. Rest of the infield plays back. Here is the 1-0 pitch, and that misses down low. It's two balls and no strikes. Lucas Krieger, the Rhinelander first baseman, awaits on deck. Evergreen still looking for the first out here as Rhinelander bats in the top of the second. Burrell checks that runner. Now he's coming home. Did he check his swing? Yes, he did. Burrell is behind, three balls, no strikes, and is in danger of loading the bases. I would think that Linsmeyer is going to get a pitch to hit here. Brady Burrell wants to throw a strike. Burrell with runners on base is a more deliberate pitcher, takes his time. Here's his 3-0 pitch, and that is over the inside corner. Yeah, Linsmeyer was going to take that pitch. Surprised to see that. Instead, he took a strike. Pitcher's pitch, though. Brady Burrell found the inside black there with his fastball. 3-1. Evergreens own the hit column, 4-1. They have five runs in as we play the top of the second. 3-2 pitch, and that's a fly ball to center field. Wyatt Brown has a beat on it, makes the catch, and the runners do not advance. That's a tough and unproductive at-bat for Luke Linsmeyer. With no outs and two men on, you've got to move those runners over. Instead, he flies out to center field. Lucas Krieger to bat now. Right-handed first baseman for the Hodags. Krieger's uniform is faded, unlike any of the other Hodag uniforms. Everyone else has the bright green. Krieger looks like someone's worn number 12 in past years. That's a hand-me-down from somebody. Krieger hits in the number 7 spot. There's one out, runners on first and second. And Brady Burrell looks in. I think he shook off his catcher Hagenbusher on the first pitch here. See if they're on board with what they throw here. Burrell bounces his first pitch, took something off that, it is ball one. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports, brought to you by Telusti and Kennedy, attorneys at law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Telusti and Kennedy, attorneys at law, call for a free consultation. One ball and no strikes. Got underway a little bit late here at Simon Field, about 10 minutes later than we expected, so we are only in the top of the second inning. Pitcher and catcher are not quite on the same page about what they want to throw here, and Mason Hagenbusher comes out of his crouch and is going to go out to the mound to talk with Brady Burrell. Quick visit. Catcher is now back, and Brady Burrell's back on the mound, and we are waiting a 1-0 pitch. Rhinelander put the first two men on but has not moved them any further. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Same pitch as the first in the sequence. Burrell misses down low. It's two balls and no strikes. the Evergreens would have just about all of their pitchers available. Again, if the Evergreens just, you know, hypothetically say they don't score, don't allow any runs here, then score a few more, the question would become right away, do you pull Brady Burrell early and have enough confidence in other pitchers to finish out that game and let him be available for Thursday? Pitch there is on the outside corner, 2-1. What makes that a tougher decision for the Evergreens is if you're going to commit a lot of errors in the field, the Evergreens defense has shown that they do that in some games. It's always the possibility that a team could get a comeback with a lot of unearned runs, which means you probably want your best pitching in there. Maybe too risky to play it any other way. 2-1 pitch. There's a nice pitch. Brady Burrell battles back with the outside corner strike, 2-2. Seen that a couple of times so far in this game. Now, this is only the eighth batter that Burrell has faced. But he's fallen behind in the count a couple of times and has shown the ability to battle back. It's got even here at 2-2 to Lucas Krieger. And Burrell again. Krieger asks for time. Burrell steps off for a moment. We had a pretty steady breeze when this game started. Flag in center field now just barely fluttering. What little wind there is blowing in. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Off speed, swing and a miss. Brady Burrell does battle back and gets the strikeout. Lucas Krieger is the second strikeout victim for Burrell against no walks. Ben Quaid to bat now. And, you know, after Rhinelander gave up those five runs in the first inning, this is an important at-bat for Ben Quaid. You can't get the first two men on trailing by five and then come away empty. And that's what Brady Burrell is trying to do here. Trying to keep the shutout in order with his team up five runs. First pitch to Quaid. Brady Burrell misses down low with his fastball. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688 or visit them online. Their website is DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Burrell again. He and Hagenbush are not quite together on what to throw here. Now we come set. One ball, no strikes. Overhand fastball is down low. 2-0. Kurt Zeiker, the left fielder for Rhinelander, awaits on deck if Quaid can keep the inning going. What's become a warm, comfortable afternoon here at Simon Field. Win or lose, last game of the season here at Simon Field for these Evergreens. They'll be on the road from here on out. Burrell's fastball is up high. He falls behind 3-0. So now Brady Burrell's in danger of loading the bases. And Rhinelander getting all of this with one hit. Mitch Reinhalter's seeing eye single through the left side. Burrell is ready to deliver his 3-0 offering, and that is a fastball low at the knees. Yeah, that 3-0 pitch, if it's around the plate, is almost automatic. Ben Quaid stepped out of the batter's box like he thought it was low and thought that he had himself a free pass. Instead, he'll have to step in at three balls and one strike. Now, if you're Quaid, you want to hit and try and drive in a run here. You don't want to walk and leave it up to the number nine hitter behind you. Should be a hitter's pitch here. 3-1, and that is a high strike. Quaid didn't agree with that call either and steps out as the count is battled back full. Quaid thought that the borderline pitch down low was a ball, and the one up high, you know what? Maybe that was a bit too high of a strike. Instead, it's 3-2. Got to protect with the 3-2 count here. Two outs and runners on first and second. See if Brady Burrell can strand these two runners here. Full count payoff pitch, and it's a line drive into center field, base hit. In front of Wyatt Brown, Rhinelander's going to try and score a run here. It is cut off, and a run will come in. Ball is loose in the infield for a moment, and Rhinelander's going to have two men on second base. We got a man in a rundown. A run is in. Mason Hagenbusher runs out and tags that lead runner. It brings the inning to a close. Ben Quaid gets credit for a single and an RBI, but a base-running error as Mitchell Reinhalter was caught in between second and third and was tagged out. That brings the inning to a close. Rhinelander gets one run on two hits, two men left on base, and there was an Evergreen error. At the end of 1.5, D.C. Everest 5, Rhinelander 1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Tim in Baltimore, real quick. Tim, welcome to Race Day on Fox.
I was really happy to see the Detroit go off like it did. It was an entertaining race. I thought it was great.
I agree with you, man. I tuned into that, and I know the Graham Rahal Will Power made a great battle. I mean, there was an opportunity for, you know, a guy that hasn't been to victory lane in a long time. That was a struggle all day long. I mean, even to the point where him and his dad were kind of going back and forth at each other on the radio. You could tell there's a frustration behind the scenes in that team that they're trying to get the victory lane and trying to get it done. Great race. They put on a good show there in Detroit, and it looked great on TV.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
The bottom of the second inning is on at Simon Field. The Evergreens will have 3, 4, and 5 in their batting order. Cody Cocker, Wyatt Brown, and Brady Burrell scheduled to face Kent Matthews. Rylander got one run back, but they cost themselves an opportunity because of a base-running mistake. After that hit and the throw went through to the plate, Rylander had two men on second base. And catcher Mason Hagenbusher, ready to initiate the rundown play, dove at the runner coming into third and applied the tag there. So Rylander could have had a couple of chances to get more than the one run that they managed to plate. And the Evergreens will have to see if they can get advantage. Comes a moment.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Long first inning. Cocker's going to try and continue to hit here. And there he is, into right field. This time the right fielder is coming in, and Luke Linsmeyer makes the catch. Linsmeyer actually had Cocker positioned differently after seeing that double go to his right down the line there. He's playing a step in and a couple of steps over and was positioned right where he needed to be. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Wyatt Brown takes a pitch down low. Wyatt Brown for the season, 236, 17 hits for the year. And Wyatt Brown was a much better batter in the second half of the season than he was in the first. Batting average was sub-200 for a while. Wyatt Brown sent this one for a ride to center field. Center fielder going back, getting under it, and Bryce White makes the catch in center. Wyatt got under that just a little bit. Made a little better contact instead of being underneath that. Would have been driving that for a line drive into the gap. Instead, the Evergreens have a quick two outs here in the bottom of the second inning, and Brady Burrell's ready to bat. Burrell singled and knocked in a run back in the first inning. And Burrell was aggressive. I believe that was a first ball swinging hit first time up. Brady Burrell takes the first pitch here. It's over for a strike. Burrell had 5 wins during the regular season against 3 losses. At 5, the most of any Evergreens pitcher. He's the ace of the pitching staff. Waiting for Kent Matthews, 0-1 pitch. Here it comes. That's up high. Nope, high strike. No balls, 2 strikes. That high strike has very much been in play so far. As long as it's consistent and batters know it, that's all right. So Kent Matthews is on to the mound. Kent Matthews fields it, throws over to first. And Matthews, after allowing 11 men to come to the plate in the first, gets a 1-2-3 second. 2 innings complete. The Evergreens still lead the Hodags 5-1. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
This is John Stossel. Anything that makes it harder for you to speak limits your life. So if stuttering affects you or your child or someone you know, you can call the Stuttering Foundation for help. The number is 800-992-9392. That's toll free, 800-992-9392. Or you can visit their website, www.stutteringhelp.org. They can refer you to expert help in your state.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Simon Field. We're at the top of the third inning. Chris Conley here. Had sunshine earlier. Now a few clouds have moved in. Brady Burrell is ready to face numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the Rhinelander batting order. Rhinelander got a run in on two hits, and they benefited from an Evergreen's error in the second inning. D.C. Everest jumping out to a 5-0 lead, 5-1 now, as Kurt Zeiker is ready to bat. Evergreen's on the hit column 4-2. As Brady Burrell's first pitch to Zeiker, it's down low for a ball. Evergreen's Baseball is sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Burrell facing a lefty batter here. Reaches back, and that one's fouled off to the screen. Yeah, Rhinelander just needed to get more out of their scoring opportunities in that second inning. Had an error, got their first two men aboard. It's the third and fourth batters who failed to move those runners over that kind of changed the shape of that inning. 1-1 pitch coming to Zeiker, the leadoff batter. He's out in front there and waves at a pitch from Brady Burrell. A ball and two strikes. Burrell has not allowed a walk. He has two strikeouts. Evergreen's looking to advance to Thursday, where they would play the number 3 seed Antigo on the road. Should the Evergreens move on, we will have that game here on Fox Sports Radio. We will know our broadcast times. The game would be a 5 o'clock start. Broadcast time as to whether we're live or tape delay, we'll post that on our website. We also have a Woodchucks game on Thursday to work around. Pitch inside, call strike 3, and Luke Zeiker is down. Brady Burrell gets his third strikeout of the ball game. And for the second time in 3 innings, Burrell has retired the leadoff batter, one of the keys to success to pitching at any level. Evergreen's Baseball, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Trevor Young back at the top of the order. He grounded out to Cody Cocker, first time up. Pitches outside to him, 1 ball and no strikes. Yeah, Burrell retired the first 3 that he faced and then ran into a little trouble in the city.
Hart back in the Fox Sports studios. We apologize for the technical difficulties. We're going to get the Comrades back up in just a second. We'll get back up to Simon Field in just a moment at Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor D.C. Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox. 1 ball game. The count of 2 balls and no strikes to Bryce White. Just waiting on Brady Burrell. Burrell comes set. Here's the pitch, and that's on the outside corner. Yep, Burrell's been hitting that spot today. It's 2-1. Just in case, because we don't want you to miss any of our game action, we're going to give you a backup telephone feed for this ball game as well, because we know that that's going to be useful. 2-1 with one out and one on. Pitch there is down low. Runner does not advance. Been kind of a slow-moving ball game here. The Evergreen sent a lot of batters to the first to the plate in their half of the first inning. 3 balls and one strike with one out. And for Trevor back in the studio, now we'll give you the best of both worlds. We'll give you a telephone feed, and we will give you a Comrex feed as well. 3-1 pitches bounce to the left side, deep in the hole. It's short. Play there is made by Alex Kell. Gets the force at second. got the ball over to Ryan Kell for an out. Lead runner chopped down there at second base. That's a big out for the Evergreens. Pretty nice play from Alex Kell, who's already had an error assessed to him there. He went deep in the hole there and played the ball cleanly and was able to get it over to Ryan Kell covering seconds. Now there are two outs with only one on. Number three batter, Kent Matthews, the pitcher, comes up. He struck out looking his first time. So this can kind of make for a frustrating afternoon. Matthews took strike three, and a couple of times when he was on the mound, his body language indicated that he was hoping for some closer calls to go from him on ball strike. Pitch there is outside for ball. That's one ball and no strikes. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Intercity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Intercity State Bank says, come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Throw over to first. Scurrying back there is Bryce White. White's the runner who reached on that force out at second, so he's aboard thanks to a fielder's choice. Two outs, one on, a 5-1 lead for the Evergreens here in round one of the WIAA playoffs. Pitch there, Burrell misses up high, 2-0. Burrell's been behind from time to time in his counts here. A couple of times, though, he's battled back. Found that outside corner with his fastball. That's been his money pitch so far in this game. First baseman Josh Merchant is holding that runner on, waiting on a 2-0 delivery. Coming home, got him out in front and fouled it off. Two balls and a strike. Brandon Reinhalter, the cleanup batter, on deck if the inning continues. The Evergreens got five in the first and then retired 1-2-3 in the second. You know, you see that sometimes. Team gets off to such a good start, and then suddenly they stop hitting, stop producing runs. You don't want the Evergreens to be in that spot. I get the feeling it'll take more than five runs to win this game. Pitch from Burrell misses down low. It's 3-1 to Kent Matthew. Righty against righty here. Burrell comes with his high set, now throws over to first, got the runner looking, and instead the ball gets away from Josh Merchant. And the runner and first baseman got tangled up while Merchant was trying to get that ball. It's going to be a two-base error. The runner advances from first all the way around second and on to third base on a throwing error from Brady Burrell. You know, There is so much room down the first base line that when you throw wildly, you'd almost rather not try and pick the runner off. When you throw wildly, I mean, the ball is going to roll for 60 or 70 feet all the way to that chain link fence, and you wind up giving up two bases. So now instead of a runner on first, you have a runner at third. Here comes a 3-1 pitch, and Burrell reaches up high, and it's a walk to Kent Matthews. Yeah, I hate that throw over to first. Courtesy runner is coming out here for Rhinelander, because that was the pitcher. Nick Spencer is going to be the pinch runner. So now there are runners on first and third. Bryce White's at third. Nick Spencer is at first. And the cleanup batter comes to bat for the Hodags, Brandon Reinhalter. I mean, even though it's a four-run lead for the Evergreens, you don't want to let the other team nip and tuck at this lead and get back into the ballgame. You don't want to see a four-run lead suddenly become a three or a two-run lead. The Evergreens were up 5-0. First ball swinging, and Brandon Reinhalter fouls it back to the screen. That's strike one. Rhinelander's runners with a single and a walk, and the runner advancing over to third base on a wild pickoff throw to first. Well, Brady Burrell still one out from getting out of this. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Brandon Reinhalter, and check his swing. Nope, that's a strike. Burrell threw something off speed and threw it over the outside corner for a strike. That's how you can tell when the pitcher's having a good day. Got his best stuff, or you throw that second pitch and drop it in over the outside corner for a strike, just like Brady Burrell just did. Reinhalter reached on the first of two Evergreen errors, an error out at shortstop. 0-2 pitch here, and here's a line drive. It is caught by the second baseman, Ryan Kell. It was destined for right field before Ryan Kell moved a few steps over to his left and made that play. and Rhinelander leaves two men stranded and does not score. The Hodags get one hit, a walk, and benefit from an error, but they still trail by four. Everest ready to bat in the bottom of the third. D.C. Everest 5, Rhinelander 1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
So which Evergreens team are we going to see at bat here in the bottom of the third inning? Are we going to see the team that pounded out four hits and scored five runs in the first inning? Or the team that went down 1-2-3 in the next inning? Kent Matthews is ready to pitch to Sean Lutke. First pitch is over for a strike. And what you kind of wonder is, was Matthews a little unsettled in that first inning? And has he settled down? Is he going to go on a streak here where he's going to tire a lot of batters in order? Again, I think the Evergreens want to keep hitting and keep scoring runs here. Lutke fouls that off down the third base line. No balls, two strikes. Evergreens Rhinelander playoff game brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Lutke's down on the count 0-2, checks his swing and grounds it to short. There's going to be a long throw for Mitchell Reinhalter. Throws and gets in. Five Evergreens retired in a row now by Kent Matthews. Ryan Kell to bat now. Kell struck out with two men on back in the first inning. And just when it looked like Kent Matthews was going to get out of that at a 3-0 deficit, the batter behind Kell, Josh Merchant, delivered a two-run single. First ball hitting here, that's a slow roller up the third base line, foul ball. Ball just dies on this wet, soft grass here. In fact, it looks like the dirt cutout on the infield is pretty dry now. Almost up to use a little...
Has taken a lot of rain, a lot of moisture. The count to Ryan Kell is no balls, one strike. And here it comes. Kell fouls that one off. He's down to the count, no balls and two strikes. I hear back in our studio that we may be on our telephone feed for the moment with a little connectivity problem. I'm going to try to correct that on my end. Kent Matthews with one out and none on, ready to deliver his 0-2 pitch. He misses wide there to Ryan Kell. One ball and two strikes. D.C. Everest playoff baseball. The loser sees their season come to an end. Evergreens with five in the first and currently lead the Hodags 5-1. 1-2 pitch. Did he check his swing? Nope, he didn't. Ryan Kell unable to hold up on a pitch outside. He is struck out for the second time in the game. Make it six in a row now for Kent Matthews.
Josh Merchant.
Josh Merchant now bats. Two outs, none on here. As we mentioned, two RBI single for Josh Merchant in the first inning.
That came after a long and hard foul ball down the left field line. Merchant takes the first pitch. It's down low for a ball. Chris Conley here at Simon Field. Nice playoff crowd. We know they're working hard downstairs at the concession stand and have our Fox Sports broadcast on there, so even when you're waiting in line for your hot dog or brat, you're not missing anything. It's a foul ball pop-up down the first base line. First baseman Lucas Krieger takes a look. It's out of play. Big Josh Merchant, Jr. Be back next year. See more playing time this year. First base. He gets the first base start when Brady Burrell pitches. 1-1 pitch coming here. A miss. Didn't look too good on that cut. It's a ball and two strikes. If you need help with a sports injury, we remind you that Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by the Marshfield Clinic. You can see their expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic says, don't just live, shine. Here's a pop-up on the infield. Three Hodags converging. It's the shortstop, Mitchell Reinhalter, who calls everyone off.
Matthews. The Evergreens do not score in their half of the bottom of the third inning. We have three complete. D.C. Everest leads Rhinelander 5-1. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390.